The Boise State Public Radio app. News, music, and more.
Idaho Matters.
Morning Edition.
All things considered.
The Connector.
And more.
And more.
You can take us wherever you go and stay connected. Without it, you're missing out. Download it free.
You can also communicate using the Talk to Us tab.
The Boise State Public Radio app.
Still has the bar hop in front of him.
Yeah!
And right through that first cradle on the bar hop.
Lance Pekus is showing he is back with this one.
Well, the last time he ran in Kansas City, Pekus put up the fastest time in the city finals. He could do it tonight in qualifying if he gets this move.
Got it!
Nice.
You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. For 8 years, people across the United States have been obsessed with the television show American Ninja Warrior. It's a sports competition program that features hundreds of competitors who attempt to complete a physically challenging obstacle course that increases with difficulty at every level. The competitors compete in cities across the country in the hopes of advancing to the national finals every September in Las Vegas. For the last 5 seasons, one of the program's most popular contestants has been a rancher and a Forest Service worker from Salmon, Idaho, Lance Pekus. He's also known as the Cowboy Ninja. And joining me in studio today to talk more about this is the one and only Cowboy Ninja, Lance Pekus. Welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. I'm real pleasure to be here.
Oh, I am so happy we could chat today. Tell me how you decided to start competing in American Ninja Warrior.
Just kind of one of those, you know, couch to competitor style stories. I'd seen it on TV. Thought I could do it. Instead of just thinking about it, I decided to give a try and put an application.
And then we've seen video of you on the program where you are, you know, doing obstacles at the ranch in Salmon, training like that. What is your background, your sports background? Because we see a lot of people who are gymnasts or, you know, they have some type of athletic background, but not everyone. So where do you fall in that?
Yeah, you know, so I grew up playing, you know, a lot of different sports, but nothing like was really my sport. I did wrestle. I wrestled a little bit in college and stuff, but still wasn't like 100% my thing. But you know, Ninja Warrior was just one of those niches that was like, hey, you know, I'm good at hanging and stuff and jumping around. And, you know, I'm always told to stop climbing on that or, you know, so it's one of those things that really appealed to me and I just kind of went for it. And it's something that's I've been really successful at so far.
And were you surprised by that success and how well you've done in this process?
I was really surprised when I first decided to try out for it. I'd been out of, you know, college wrestling for about 4 years. I hadn't really done a lot of weight training or any type of training at all, and I came in competing against you know ex-Olympic athletes, mm-hmm. ex-professional athletes, professional rock climbers, and some, and in my opinion, like high level athletes, and I was doing a lot better than some of these guys. I was like, what is going on here? And I almost have to just contribute that to the fact that I was, you know, working on the ranch for, you know, 6-7 years and building, like, you know, like a lot of people say it's ranch or farm strength. And it's just that constant movement of just everyday strength or that repetitive movement from working that's just hard to mimic in a gym that I think was helping me.
And I think that's really interesting, though, because there are a couple of other people that have some similar background who have competed with that, you know, working, as you said, like on, we've seen some farmers and things like that. And that is strength training without having to go to the gym. And I think sometimes people assume that, you know, you're a cowboy, you're on a ranch. I mean, how is that? How can that, you know, go into American Ninja Warrior? But that is a lot of strength.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of strength. You're constantly, you know, picking things up, heavy moving them, you know, moving stuff around. And it builds a lot of mental strength. A lot of times you're doing things that, you know, it has to get done right then and there. You know, you're pulling a calf and it's like you're really trying to save the life of this animal and you're doing everything you can and you're fighting through the pain. Same thing on an obstacle course, you know, that spot where everyone's falling and it's getting in everyone's head and you just got to really mentally like grit it through and grind through. I think, you know, that ranch work background has helped me in situations like that.
I'm speaking with Lance Pekus. He is the Cowboy Ninja, one of the competitors on the widely popular television show on NBC, American Ninja Warrior. You've been competing for about 5 years. Last season, you and your wife, you really disclosed some very personal information. She has been struggling with MS. And What I took away from when I watched that, and even I have two boys and we watch the show together religiously, was you get the title of warrior, she is a warrior.
That is 100% true. You know, that was really hard for us to decide to come out. It was something we'd been battling with as a family for a long time. And we finally decided, you know, we gave us enough time to cope with it ourselves, and then we decided to come out with it. And the amount of support we've gotten from everyone across the country and giving advice and helping out and just, you know, just hearing people's stories and knowing that we're impacting people's lives and, you know, being a positive mm-hmm. influence on people that maybe are going through medical issues or trying to find something out that's been going on with them. But, yeah, you're 100% true, you know, like – people think I'm strong because I'm going out and I'm doing a lot of this physical stuff, but it, you know, the stuff that my wife does on a daily basis to, you know, just put a smile on her face and stuff she's dealing with, you know, she is the true warrior, and it's that strength and, you know, the strength of my family and my kids and, you know, seeing my kids run around, it's their strength that really maybe shows through me when I'm doing a lot of this mm-hmm. stuff, and they really help push me through.
And what is that like for your family? Because you've got two little kids, and you have to travel when you're competing on American Ninja Warrior. What's that like back home when dad's gone like that?
You know, we're very lucky living on the ranch. We got the family that's mm-hmm. right there. So having grandma and grandpa being able to run up and, you know, play with the kids and, you know, be able to be there when I'm gone, it's always been great. And, you know, it's always exciting because I can come back and be like, hey, you know, we're going to be able to watch myself on TV, you know, in a couple, you know, weeks or a month or so.
And just wait, when they're about 10 years old, they won't care.
Yeah.
They'll probably be like, whatever, dad.
That other ninja's cooler.
Yeah, right? Exactly. You know, one thing that that struck me with American Ninja Warrior is how supportive the ninjas are of each other. I mean, I see the ninjas on the sidelines and everyone is cheering everyone on. You want other competitors to do really well. Yet there's only one winner at the very, very end. So, I mean, is that truly, are we seeing the real deal there when we see how just supportive you guys are of each other?
You know, that's one thing that I've never seen in any other sport. I've played a lot of team sports, and maybe you have that within your team, but you're always competing against someone. Mm-hmm. The cool thing about Ninja Warrior is ultimately it's you versus the obstacle course. And if you move on and your friend finishes and moves on, you both move on. And you both get to share that experience and move on together. So we're always rooting for each other and our friends. We've definitely built a lot of friends and bonds and with people from, you know, across the country. And we want our friends to succeed with us. Maybe we want to finish a little faster and have a little bragging rights or something. But ultimately, you know, we're rooting for each other. We're giving each other tips. We're trying to help each other out. Well, you know, someone will fall and come back and be like, hey, you know, this felt a little bit different than something we've felt in the past, you know. So, you know, we're all trying to help each other, and that is one of the cool things. The sportsmanship is nothing like I've ever seen in any other sport.
And I agree with you. And that is one thing as a parent when I watch it with my kids that I am so impressed with is it is that support that you have for each other. Because you're right, you don't see that in other sports. You might see it within the team, like you said. So I've always just been so impressed with that. And I think maybe that's why so many parents are so happy when their kids watch it, because you can point that out. And, you know, is that something that you guys are happy about when you look at that and you're like, you know what, we can be these examples to kids about how to be in sports?
And that's been probably the best thing about the show in general. And almost every person I've competed with is they're all really good, down to earth people. We all care about each other. We all support each other. And, you know, we kind of consider when we come to compete on the show is our, you know, yearly meetup and hang out. And that's a great part. It's a great family show. Everyone can sit around, you know, grandparents to grandchildren and everyone in between, and everyone can root for who they want to root for. And just everyone's going to be a great example for people.
And what's it like when, you know, when somebody falls? And I ask this because we just got finished with the season and there were big names who were falling at the end, and it was shocking. Is it shocking to you as a competitor when this happens?
It is. It's almost even more shocking when it happens live in person. You know, everyone's jaws dropping. We're like, oh, you know, so-and-so just fell, you know, especially if you're like warming up, getting ready to compete, and you got to try to block that out of your head. You're like, oh, so-and-so fell here. And you get like, you got to try to block everything out and focus on what you're doing. But, you know, it's just, every year it's a gamble. You never know. You get that one chance and you got to try to make it count. And it's fun to see what you can do and see what each year is going to bring.
Yeah. And you work with the Idaho Beef Council, but also on the national level as well. And this has come from your time at American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, yeah, it has. You know, obviously living and working on a cow-calf cattle operation, I'm really tied in with the beef community as it is. But being on the national stage for as long as I had, I started doing some work with the Idaho Beef Council. And just like you said, you know, being a great role model for, you know, kids and families, mm-hmm. and just trying to get people to be healthy and eat nutritious food and just try to be healthy and get out and play. They really liked that strength campaign I was doing on myself. So they kind of got behind me, and I started doing some national campaigns and almost little like mini YouTube commercials and speaking events for them, and just trying to really portray a really good message.
Who knew, right?
Yeah.
That when you signed up to do this is where you would end up.
I would have never have guessed, yeah.
So what's next? Are we going to see you back next year?
Yep. I plan on it. Well, as long as I'm physically healthy, you know, you never know. The training is very demanding and the show is very demanding. But, you know, as long as I'm feeling good and healthy, I have a lot of fun doing it. Like I said, I like getting back there and meeting up with all my friends on a yearly basis and kind of seeing what we can do.
What is the best part of competing on American Ninja Warrior?
For me, the best part is the fact that, you know, it's been going on for so long, and there's only been one person to actually win the whole show.
Yeah, and he came back this year and didn't.
And he came back and didn't do very well. Yeah, and like a lot of people are like, oh, it's impossible. Why are you trying to do this thing that's impossible? That very few, you know, there's been more people on the moon than there's been people that finished this all four stages in Vegas. And, you know, it's that challenge to yourself and, you know, the challenge to do that impossible thing that no one else can think you can do.
And you don't give up. That's what I think is great about it, too, is you come back even after you fall.
Yep. You know, you fall in the water, you get wet, you dry yourself off of the towel, and you, instead of using failure as a negative thing, you can use failure as something positive and a learning experience and learn why you fell and then, you know, come back next year stronger.
Well, we will be rooting for you next year. So I appreciate you coming in today and taking some time to chat. I've been speaking with Lance Pikas, the cowboy ninja from the NBC sports competition, American Ninja Warrior. Also happens to live in Salmon, Idaho, and runs a cattle ranch there as well. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And such a fun conversation with our very own cowboy ninja. In fact, after the interview, Lance told me he listens to NPR all the time. In fact, he says he's always got it on in the tractor when he's on the ranch. His favorite program, Science Fridays. Can you blame him? This is the Idaho Matters podcast. I'm Gemma Gaudette.